Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 232 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by allowing ourselves to recognize the truth of what we are. And from this place of allowing the unfolding, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we settle into a comfortable position, taking a few deep breaths to relax into the next few minutes. Allowing the body, the mind, to relax. Who am I? Who am I really? I want to know only the truth of what I am. And so I go to the first, most primal thing that I know. Not that I think, but what I know. I know I exist. Feeling that existence. Connecting with it. If I'm in a dark room with no light and someone asks, "Am I in there?" and I say, "I am," I know I am. I know I exist. I exist. And in that existence, I've never known not existing. Feel it right now for yourself that you've never known not existing. Know you are eternal. And for me to know right now that I exist eternally, to know that I exist, I must be aware. I am the awareness. Knows I exist, that knows I'm eternal, infinite. Infinite as existence. Knowing I've never not existed, I also don't know of any boundaries. I am eternal, infinite awareness. Feeling this as the only identity I am. as a thought comes up. I recognize it's coming into awareness. I'm aware of it. I am the awareness. Nothing added, simply the awareness. Without awareness, nothing else can be. Nothing is outside of awareness. Me. Deeply feel your existence. Stay with the feeling of your existence, and then move to your awareness of your existence. You are aware of everything that is. The idea of identity, personality, comes into the mind, into awareness. And you can feel that it's just a thought. It's not who you are. You're the one aware of it. It's just something added on top. Deeply feel your awareness, that you are simply the awareness, nothing else, nothing added to. Let this be your identity. You are I am. As you hear the sound, you know you're aware. The sound is in awareness. The sound isn't awareness. It's simply in awareness. You are the awareness. You are not the sound. There's a body sensation. There is not a body connected to that sensation. That is simply a sensation in awareness. Simply a thought, a sensation in awareness. Nothing's attached to it. Nothing's built around it. You're simply aware of the sensation. And another thought may come that tries to build a body. Just notice that that is simply another sensation, another thought in awareness. You are awareness. You're not that which comes into awareness. Stay here pointedly, knowing your existence, knowing your awareness, knowing your infinite and eternal.
Thank you.
who you think you are is an obstacle. Because who you think you are also includes a definition of how you must be if you are to be worthy, and how circumstances must be if you are to be happy. Who you think you are demands that you control and that you be controlled. There can be no freedom in this. See who you think you are. See the setup that this thought is. Release the idea that limits and controls. Accept unbounded freedom as truth. Given from our Holy Spirit. Who you think you are is an obstacle, because who you think you are also includes a definition of how you must be if you are to be worthy, and how circumstances must be if you are to be happy. Who you think you are demands that you control and that you be controlled. There can be no freedom in this. See who you think you are. See the setup that this thought is. Release the idea that limits and controls. Accept unbounded freedom as truth. Thank you. who you think you are is an obstacle. Because who you think you are also includes a definition of how you must be if you are to be worthy, and how circumstances must be if you are to be happy. Who you think you are demands that you control and that you be controlled. There can be no freedom in this. See who you think you are. See the setup that this thought is. Release the idea that limits and controls. Accept unbounded freedom as truth. Who you think you are is an obstacle, because who you think you are also includes a definition of how you must be if you are to be worthy, and how circumstances must be if you are to be happy. Who you think you are demands that you control and that you be controlled. There can be no freedom in this. See who you think you are. See the setup that this thought is. Release the idea that limits and controls. Accept unbounded freedom as truth. Thank you for joining for quote 232 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.